The reshuffle, coming less than a year before a general election, is being seen by many as an attempt to renew the Conservative Party, which has often been saddled with an image that it's too male, pale and stale. The promotions mean that more than half the 48 female Tory MPs are now in government. The Prime Minister said it was a fresh team that reflected modern Britain. Our political correspondent Chris Mason considers the electoral strategy behind the appointments.
David Cameron had developed a reputation as a Prime Minister unenthused by the prospect of shaking up his ministerial team. That was until today. The merit of allowing ministers time to develop expertise, nurturing policy ideas from gestation to their implementation, might serve a Prime Minister well early in a parliament. But with an election now just 10 months away, this is a reshuffle less about the business of governing and rather more about the business of winning next May. Mr Cameron's new lineup are the faces and voices that will articulate the Conservative message between now and polling day, attempting to soothe the anxieties of those who may have flirted with UKIP or been drawn towards Labour. It would seem impossible, for instance, that the new Education Secretary Nicky Morgan will pick quite as many fights as her predecessor Michael Gove. Philip Hammond, meanwhile, the new Foreign Secretary, once voiced the possibility of the UK leaving the European Union if a renegotiation of powers was unsuccessful. Reshuffles on their own rarely shift opinion polls, but the Prime Minister will hope that the impression a refreshed cast of ministers can leave over time can make a difference.